This subsidiary, Light and Power Holdings and Reykjavik Geothermal, this consortium has been granted development rights and is now in the process of evaluating the potential associated with the development of a geothermal plant with a capacity in the range of 5 to 15 megawatts to provide base load power in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We are aware that we have a peak demand of about 20 megawatts at the moment, and 5 of it is provided by hydro. So if we look for, first of all, number up to 15 megawatts for geothermal, one can see that we would be in the business substantially of having a renewable energy source. And we know that geothermal, as distinct from wind and solar, can provide a 90-something percent for the base load, which is very important. The results support the earlier conclusions suggesting that Mount Soufre is hosting a high-temperature geothermal reservoir of commercial use. However, due to land access challenges because of the terrain, a further 10 to 20 MTM TEM station soundings are required. The Emera and Reykjavik Geothermal Boards have approved the next level of investment in the project of $1.3 million, and the project team is currently advancing project planning efforts. The first ground activity will commence from August the 18th onwards and would include aircraft flyovers associated with the initiation of the LIDAR, which is the light detection and ranging activity. The use of the aircraft will utilize specialized airborne thermal infrared and LIDAR imagery to search for geothermal anomalies.